Hello and welcome to Retrospect, Fordham's official podcast on serious topics. I'm your host, Shaina Lakba, and we're going to take a look back in time not too long ago, just this month, April 3rd. Fordham's Muslim Student Association hosted its first Eid al-Fitr celebration at Lincoln Center. Eid al-Fitr is one of the two major festivals in Islam alongside Eid al-Adha. And it was the first one since Fordham hired their inaugural director of Muslim Life. Our features editor, Colby McCaskill, was there. He produced this piece and he also wrote a story for the website with pictures and everything. I suggest go check that out too on the Fordham website, Fordham Observer website. Okay, without further ado, here's Colby.
Thanks, Shine. Students had high expectations before the doors even opened. It was around 4:50 in the afternoon of April 3rd. I was standing in line in the lobby of Fordham Lincoln Center's McMahon Hall, and the room was buzzing. I'm waiting for the beginning of Fordham Lincoln Center's Eid al-Fitr celebration. I met a few students working on their MBAs from the Gabelli School of Business. They're from India. One student, Zohair, says that his Ramadan has been a little hard, preparing all the food and fasting away from his family. He said he kind of knew a bit about cooking, and so we managed. The other Gabelli students say that the festival was important back home, and so they're looking forward to a good time. Muslims around the world have spent the past month of Ramadan fasting and praying for wisdom.
Eid specifically is a very big thing for Muslims.
That's Lalaya Kamara, the Muslim Student Association vice president.
And it was, I think, a very unique Ramadan because we had that community, we had Muslim Life, we had MSA, we had the prayer rooms, and so, like, we were always all together. And no, I think the freshmen this year can say that, like, their Ramadan was very fulfilling and that, like, they had that community on the college campus, which is rare.
Things have been changing in the Muslim community at Fordham. Lalaya says that this event was almost like a cap to a year spent growing together.
Like, it's just about community. We've all, like, we did Ramadan together. A lot of the time we had to break our fast on campus together. And so, like, MSA and, like, this also collab with Arabic Club, Desi Chai, Islamic Arts and Henna, and also Muslim Life. And it's just a time to, like, relax and wind down and have fun together and just enjoy and celebrate.
Around 5 p.m., people ushered into McMahon 109. Students fill tables. The room is decorated with gold and green balloons. White flowers, lanterns, and signs that say Eid Mubarak are scattered around. On one side of the room, bountiful trays of food. There are 133 students, more than a dozen standing in the back instead of being able to grab a seat.
All right, while she's trying to figure out everyone's problem and solve it.
Fordham's director of Muslim Life, Iman Rahman, rallies the gathering students.
This is a gathering that is supposed to be celebratory, celebrate our faith.
Iman Rahman was hired about a year ago and officially started last fall. This is his first Eid al-Fitr celebration with this group of students. He says that he's happy to lead this event.
It feels great. You know, it's energizing. It's very, you know, exciting to see students from different background come together to celebrate this beautiful moment. Usually people celebrate it with their family members, which is great, but it's also great to celebrate with your Ramli. I call our Muslim, you know, our Fordham community a Ramli.
At the podium, at the head of the room, the Imam imparts well wishes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this moment.
Then a student recites from the Quran. Following the recitation, students start a game of bingo, briefly. Mostly, people mill about and talk with one another. Anas Islam is a finance student at Fordham's Rose Hill campus. He says the clubs here at Fordham have helped him, for the first time, feel spiritually connected to his classmates.
When you're in a community like this, where there's a vibrant Muslim community, it definitely encourages you to be more proactive in your faith.
Anas says that the official holiday wasn't that day, exactly.
Eid was already, like, on Sunday / Monday. That's up to debate. But, it's basically to celebrate the Fordham community and, you know, celebrate Eid together as Ramli.
Anas and I wait in line together. It must have taken 10 minutes to finally get some food. He tells me about how he's been to Mecca just 2 years before. When you see it, you believe, he says. At dinner together, we talk about Medina and Mecca. Anas talks about his trips, his hopes for the future. He gently corrects me when I eat with my left hand. He makes sure I finish all the food on my plate. Anas is part of the first class of students to begin their Fordham career with an imam director of Muslim life. He says it inspires him.
I think there's like a lot of change to be had, like a lot of developments.
And the holiday, along with the imam, we're helping him look beyond today. Eid al-Fitr, he says, is a time for
not only the reflection of all of what you have done during Ramadan, all the fasting, you know, reading Quran, everything like that, but I think it also represents kind of the start of something brand new, that the habits that you kept up during Ramadan, all the good habits, I think Eid marks a time where you continue to develop on that in the future as well. Yeah.
After dinner, we go around to McMahon Lawn. It's a patch of grass on 10th Avenue. There are chairs around, boxes of baklava on a few tables. Iman Rahman leads the evening prayer. Even though the ground is wet, he isn't fazed.
This is the mat that we use in our prayer rooms during Jummah, and we try to keep it as clean as possible because this is what we use to supplicate to our Lord. It's a sacred thing that we kind of cherish and respect. As you can see, like, we've picked it up, we put some plastic underneath it, and we pray.
After he finishes praying, he says that his vision for Muslim life at Fordham is focused on awareness and accessibility.
A lot of students said, we weren't aware there's this going on. We weren't aware there's iftar on campus. We weren't aware there's Eid on campus. And now we are expanding the communication. We are extending it to students through their professors, through campus ministry newsletters. So we are creating that community.
He says that he wants to cement that community within Fordham. Make sure
students feel a strong sense of belonging here on campus and outside of campus. So they know that whether they are residents or they're commuters, Fordham is still a space for them.
Some students continue to pray, others chat, take pictures, eat dessert. They're celebrating the end of a month spent fasting and studying and talking about what comes next.
Colby McCaskill is the head features editor at The Observer, and this podcast is based on a story he wrote for our website, www.fordhamobserver.com. Like I said before, please check that out. It's a really good piece. Thanks for listening to the Retrospect podcast from The Observer. I've been your host, Shana Lagba. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.